Today, I thought we would talk about something that has actually a very popular demand. Some of the people who watch this show hit me up and said, let's talk about this. And I thought it was a good idea because it's really important. And that topic is, what can I do to help myself concentrate when I'm praying during Salah? And I'm pretty sure you guys have experienced this too, but for whatever reason, you've had that like really good Salah that you were connected and you've seriously felt it and you vibed with it and it kind of like hit that spiritual spot and it made you feel closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's really like the highlight of your day when you have a good, wholesome, enjoyable, well-connected Salah. And that's actually the whole point. The more we connect with Allah, the more we connect with our own essence, our soul, the more spiritual we are, the more we will enjoy our lives. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Quran, for those who live their lives in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will have Aishatan Tayyiba, a pure, wholesome, clean, lovely life. And for those who live their lives distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and forget the remembrance of God, they will have ma'ishatan dhanka, a restricted, uncomfortable, not wholesome, dark, hollow lives. That's not what we want, right? This is the only life we get, and we better get it right. And no one can tell us how to get it right better than Allah, who gave us this life. What we can do in order to have better concentration when we are praying. I personally, my personal experience as someone who's been praying for over 10-15 years is, number one, be careful of your thought patterns. There's a hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam where His Eminence says, be careful of what you think, something along these lines. Be careful of what you think because your thoughts will turn into your actions, and your actions will turn into your habits, and your habits will turn into your personality. So sometimes thoughts really are thoughts. They come and go. We don't necessarily have control over our thoughts, but we do have control over the things we expose ourselves to that would later on display themselves, manifest themselves in our subconscious, and then distract us when we're doing something really important like performing Salah and talking to the creator of heaven and earth, right? So number one, be careful of your thought patterns. Be careful of the things we expose ourselves to. When we go out in the streets, we're surrounded by ads and commercials and billboards, and some of them are just downright inappropriate. We watch movies and there's profanity, there's nudity, there's nonsensical garbage, really. We go through social media and we are surrounded, we are bombarded by ilmun la yanfa, useless knowledge, useless information, right? And it will be really, really hard for us once we have received this information to try to filter it out and screen our thoughts when we are trying to focus on Salah, especially because the devil invests all its energy and resources into distracting us and preventing us from having an enjoyable prayer. So we can go a step ahead and not expose ourselves to those useless and sometimes even harmful information to begin with. So that was number one. Be careful of the information you receive. Be careful of your thought patterns. Try to think about productive, uplifting, spiritual, growth-inspiring things throughout the day. Rid your thoughts and your mind and your soul, your subconscious especially, of malice and grudge and anger and stress and anxiety. Another thing that sometimes helps cleanse our soul is to purify our body, and by that I mean being constantly in a state of purification and wudu. That does wonders, and it constantly keeps us in a state of remembrance, in a state of awareness and mindful purification that helps us when the time comes for us to concentrate and focus on praying. The second thing that I find helps a lot with being able to concentrate better during Salah is praying on time. Praying during its optimal prime time, right? Because that gives us a sense of priority. And once we physically prioritize Salah, we will be able to mentally and subconsciously prioritize it as well. And our minds will be watchful of that specific time, and it will automatically disconnect from all the distractions and all the things that are going on in our lives and refocus itself on that task at hand, which is Salah. So praying on time and prioritizing it, no matter what you're doing, if you're watching this clip and the adhan goes out, press pause and go pray. If you are doing homework, if you're studying, if you're watching a movie, if you're at work, at the office, whatever, make sure to set your meetings and your Zoom calls and your different activities and routines around the time of Salah, so that when the time comes, you will be left with no excuses. The third thing that I often find helpful when it comes to concentrating during Salah is to understand the meaning and philosophy of the things that I am saying and doing during prayer. Understanding the adhkar, understanding the verses and the ayat of the Quran, understanding the gestures and the philosophy behind it. Why is there a ruku'? Why is there a sujood? Why is there tashahud? What is the meaning of it? What is the essence of it? You know, learning it, understanding it in depth makes it feel less like a chore that you want to get over and done with, because now you know how it's contributing to your wellness and your inner growth. So that definitely helps a lot. Understanding prayer, understanding the things you say, and understanding who you're saying it to. Understanding the fact that we are in fact standing before the Creator of heaven and earth, the merciful, kind, all-knowing, all-seeing Allah that created us from His essence, out of His love, out of His affection for us. He created us because He wanted us to discover Him, to love Him, to turn toward Him, to console in Him, find solace and refuge in Him when we're feeling lost and lonely and misunderstood, when nothing seems to make sense, when everything is falling apart. You get that spiritual backup, you get that support, that sense of morale from praying once you understand that and your Lord better. There are many other solutions. I'm sure you guys have a lot of tips and hacks that you do in order to concentrate better during Salah. Make sure to share that with us in the comment section below. And we'd love to hear from you too regarding this topic. Keep us in your prayers, and I leave you in the care and protection of the Almighty wherever you are.
Wherever you are.